The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so this is not a full-fledged Mishlei Shir, but I had an epiphany, and I wanted to like just talk it out. And Zev also had an epiphany, so we'll see if it's the same epiphany. Right. So there's been a lot of talk recently about IFS, internal family systems, which is a what do you call it? A theory, a method of psychotherapy, which I don't know that much about. I've only like heard the Tim Ferriss interview. That's basically like the main the main thing. Interview with the founder of it or the discoverer of it, whatever you call it. Which is my understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you've read about more about this than I have. Is that the theory is basically that there are within a person's psyche parts, okay, which are analogized to like people, basically, like you know, for lack of a better term, they probably have official terms for this, but like the child that, you know, like let's say like you, let's say you had some sort of childhood trauma, so like that split off in a certain sense, that part of your psyche split off and is still active in the sense that it's there and can affect you, and that the idea to find some sort of balance or communication or integrity, maybe is the better word.
Yeah, it's like to like sort of like allow the parts to like unburden.
Yeah,
their, like
right, like exactly. Yeah. So, if you want more about that, then you could, you know, look into it. So the epiphany I had was, so yesterday in the Shadal Shir, then he mentioned that there's two parts of a person, there's two, components of a person. There's, the thinking part and then the feeling part, you know, the inner feeling. And that, and he was saying you can't like, you know, you can't override either of them, you know, and that, you know, and I mentioned you need to speak to the emotional part in the language that it understands. And so I was actually referencing Sadigon, okay, which is a fundamental part of his idea in Mishlei. So I just want to read this one paragraph in Sadigon's Hokdama. So he says, Va'od, see it there on the, Shehahamon, so the masses, Kevin Shiadias Hachushim Etzlam Krova Bakala Midias Hasechal, since the knowledge of the senses, meaning sensory perceptions and sensory knowledge, is closer to them and easier for them than intellectual knowledge, because you're born with the senses, with the sensory, you know, vehicles or whatever. Therefore, it is necessary to make metaphors for them, and this is the key line. Kidei lahashvos be'enehem chiyuve hasechel kichiyuve hachush, to equate in their eyes the obligations of the intellect to the obligations of the senses. Okay? And then he gives examples. Bir hadavar, the explanation of the matter, shahush, that the senses, kasher roa esh, when they see fire, borea hachai mimena, umipachado pen yisarif. So any creature, when it sees fire, is going to flee from it, out of fear it's going to get burned. Vakach, so too, im shama kol mafid, if it hears a frightening sound, Yivrach mimena ba'oven tivi. It'll flee from it in an instinctual way. Mipnei shadvarim halalu muchashim behem, because these things are sensed, like with the senses. We see bazo, and for this reason, kasher roa hasechel davar hama'abed, when the intellect sees something destructive, o shomea davar hamazik, or it hears about something that's harmful, v'gila es ze leteva, and the intellect reveals this to the senses, sorry, to the instincts, and sees that the instincts do not rely on the intellect and don't accept it, right? So you sees an emotional resistance. So the intellect will speak with the instincts in the manner that they understand, okay? And I'll say to the instincts, sim lev, pay attention. This thing that I'm telling you about, it's like that fire, which I see you fleeing from, okay? Just like deep water that you instinctually guard yourself against. This is the purpose of mashalim, or the use of mashalim. To bring close to the instincts the definitiveness of the intellect. And to say to it, that this thing that the intellect perceives is similar to what you perceive in the senses. Lefikach, therefore, huchra lechano sefer zeh shu sefer mishle mipnei sheyesh bo min hasugim halalu. That's why we call it sefer mishle, because it has things in this category. Lefishu hu mamshil as hagezel sheniglis lesefel migraaso leretzach asher niglis migraaso leteva. It compares theft, whose evil is evident to the intellect, to murder, whose evil is evident to the instincts. Ka'amru kain orcho. Okay, and then he quotes a pasuk. Almost done with this. Umam shel asa znus she amad hasechal al hashchisus sheba. And it compares. I think this is like actual. I don't think this is like licentiousness. I think it's like prostitution, right? Like going to a prostitute. It compares that, which is the harm is obvious to the intellect. It compares it l'nefila l'labor shu avadam galoy l'chush, to falling into a pit, which is evident to the senses. And it compares someone who can't control his emotions, which is evident to the intellect, to a city that has no walls that could easily be breached. Okay, so that's like the Sadigon principle, right? So there's two things. You talk to the masses in a language that they can understand, but then within each person, what you're doing is you're talking to the psyche or to the instincts and to the senses in a language that they can understand.
Cool.
So, you want to say your epiphany first, or you want me to say mine?
Mine's totally different.
Okay, good. All right, we got two epiphanies. So, my epiphany was like this. When we did a pasuk yesterday about an embarrassing son, okay? And we thought embarrassing son was a type of fool, because in other pesukim it is, but then we found out that this was just any son, really, right? Uh-huh. So, here's the epiphany. What if you could use all the psukim in Mishlei about parents and children as a way of conducting IFS?
It is related to IFS.
Meaning that within each person, even if you yourself are no longer a son, there are still, you know, remnants or vestiges or parts or aspects of you that are that son who is afraid, or that son who's under the control of his father or whatever. And there's also inner voices, like the voice of your father and other stuff like that. Again, I don't know IFS to know in terms of how that will look in particular, but it is a new direction, because I think we've assumed that all of the parent-child things are either for a literal parent and a child, or for someone who is in a parental position, mm-hmm. like a Rebbe or like something like that. But what this would mean is that within your own self, then the same dynamics play out in the different parts of your psyche.
Right.
Yeah. So what would the angle you add?
Okay, so mine was slightly different. It wasn't in terms of learning Mishlei, but in terms of like living Mishlei.
Yeah.
So I guess I was thinking assuming that it is a beneficial way to look at your psyche as a system of different people.
Yeah.
And like the goal is to like have them, wherever, working together and and like each part being benefited.
Yeah.
So then by like doing tzedakah to like the external system,
uh-huh.
you're actually reinforcing this way of thinking, and that will actually be.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So meaning
as an individual.
So you're putting the emphasis on the systemic outlook.
Yeah.
And tzedakah being caring for the system, or caring for parts insofar as the system is concerned.
Right.
And that'll make you more, that's in line with the idea that we did for tzedakah tatzel mimaves, I think, or similar to it, is that real tzedakah midoraisa is taking care of the needs of that particular, but then the higher level of tzedakah, like as a tzaddik, like that's the act of tzedakah. But then as a tzaddik is you're providing for the needs in reference to the whole. You know, and that's tatsil mimaves, in the sense that if you do that externally, it will also change to the way you treat yourself and your own money.
Uh-huh.
And this is then taking it one level inwardly
to
the internal systems.
Right.
The internal family systems. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, good. So that was the epiphany. We'll see where it goes, but I'm going to stop the recording now.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbishnewash@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.